Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
It's a new day in America, and welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I told Kim and Carl a minute ago, I was watching these live photos of the White House this morning. The network news takes, there's a live photo of the White House. The lights are on. Who knows, first Donald Trump's first night back in the White House. What's going on? I said the best thing that could happen would be for him to come out on the porch with a big old broom sweeping it off, just to get the attention of the press again this morning after he had them mesmerized yesterday. Can we agree to that? They were mesmerized. They have not had that much access to the President of the United States in 4 years. Is it safe to say he did more media yesterday than Joe Biden's done in at least the last 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, I think
combined,
that's appropriate
in one day. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was pretty amazing to watch. We found out that it was about 1:15 Eastern time, so about 12:15 this morning Central time, when Donald Trump finally returned to the White House after the speeches and the presidential inaugural balls that he attended, three of those, and danced with the First Lady and shook hands and finally got back there. And I'm sure he's already up this morning trying to figure out what else he can do or what else he can sign there at the White House. So we're covering that for today. We got Todd Pyro, who sort of probably had a firsthand view of a lot of this yesterday as a host of Fox and Friends First. We'll get his thoughts on the sea change that's going on. I was listening to some of the coverage this morning during the break. The media is on fire about these J6 pardons. They can't believe that he did exactly what he said he was going to do and pardon the people who were caught up in the J6 lie that we all know was at least partially allowed to happen by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in charge of Congress when they refused to heed any of the warnings that there were people coming there who had violence in mind, and they refused to put any more help in the Capitol that day. No National Guards, troops, despite the request, all that stuff. And they are beside themselves. Not a single one of them on CBS mentioned the summer of 2020 when America burned by the BLM protesters. And not a single one of them was ever prosecuted or sent to jail for the damage that was done. In fact, many of them had the charges against them dropped by the Soros-based prosecutors and supported prosecutors around the country. It's like that never happened. But J6, we've got to prosecute everybody who possibly walked in the building as a visitor that day and treat them like an enemy of the state. And it was never right what they did. Instead of grabbing the handful of people that committed offenses by assaulting a police officer, they decided they were going to charge as many people as they could for what happened that day, and painted as something that it wasn't. So don't be surprised if there's not more news on that today. In fact, yesterday I heard stories that once the pardons were issued, there was an expectation by the families of immediate release, and that didn't happen. Like in the case of Jacob Lang, who we had him scheduled on the show one morning, and he ends up being thrown in solitary confinement. The man had never been convicted of anything. He's been languishing in jail for 4 years. So anyway, long overdue, in my opinion, and we'll have more reporting on that for you throughout the course of the morning. And we'll also, we're going to do 2A Tuesday here at the bottom of the hour with Brian Ganz. We talked to Brian before on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I know he has a reliable, less lethal option when it comes to carrying a sidearm, right? It's not a gun, but it takes the place of that with something that's not going to cause death. It's an interesting concept. I'm sure that it's appealing to some people, and we're going to talk to Brian about that here at the bottom of the hour in 2A Tuesday. Stay tuned for that. Carl, right now, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
Yes, indeed. Quite a historic moment yesterday as Donald Trump took the oath of office there in the Capitol Rotunda and immediately affected change everywhere, including shutting down that Border Patrol app like within an hour.
Would you think about ordering U.S. Special Forces into Mexico to take them out?
Could happen. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, when you've designated somebody a terrorist group, you can go get them. Mexico, be warned. And if you're in the member of that terrorist group, this is not somebody you want on your tail. Can I just tell you that?
I was saved by God. Not talking about personal redemption in terms of his religious experience as a private individual, but rather saying that God saved him in order to make him president again.
Woo, that's Rachel Maddow. She mad. She can't believe that Donald Trump suggested that his life was spared by the bullet in Butler, Pennsylvania, so that he could go on the stage in the National Rotunda and declare that there are only two genders. OMG.
My name is Scarlett Kelly, and I am officially declaring war on the Republican Party.
Yep. If your name is Scarlett, but you look like a dude, I guess we could all automatically assume that you should probably be in a mental institution somewhere. But instead, Scarlett there, Kim, if you saw this or not, is on YouTube. TikTok. And the libs of TikTok have brought this to everyone's attention because, of course, many of us are not on TikTok and never even noticed when it went away for a few hours on Sunday. It got a reprieve yesterday, by the way, for 70 days or whatever while they try to work out a sale. And teenagers everywhere are in support of that. This guy, however, looks a little off. Just when you look at him, he looks a little off. Then he tells you his name is Scarlett. And then he announces that he is wishing death on everybody who is a Republican. And just so you know, he just wants to warn you now, if you come after him on social media, he'll kill you.
Hello, my name is Scarlett Kelly, and I am officially declaring war on the Republican Party. If you are a Republican on TikTok and you want to interact with me, you deserve to die. You deserve to be shot. You deserve whatever suffering could possibly come to you. If you are a Republican and try to start any of that kind of nonsense with me in person, you will lose your life. This is war. I am not joking.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say to that is people need Jesus.
He needs mental assistance is what he needs. And maybe he'll get that now. Maybe we're back to the point where in America where you can look at somebody and say, you have a mental illness that needs to be addressed. Somebody needs to say that to that individual. Instead, hopefully somebody knocks on his door tomorrow and says, you made a death threat against anybody who's a Republican. We need to have a little conversation here. Because he's gone off the deep end. I saw a lot of TikTok videos of people yesterday angry that Donald Trump is president. I didn't see very many of them where they were threatening to kill people.
Yeah, I think about that one fan. Was it the Steelers fan who was saying very derogatory?
Oh, the Eagles fan.
Was it the Eagles fan saying it to the Steelers fan, saying very derogatory things to that woman, and it went viral. Employer saw it, fired him. Because I assume the reasoning was, look, you're not a good representation of our company. There is free speech, but when you're threatening to kill everybody and you want them to suffer, I don't know where that line is, but what would stop an employer for saying that's not representative of who we are as a company when you're wishing death on people and want them to suffer.
Looking at Scarlett, I'm not sure he holds a very high ranking job to begin with, but maybe that will come back to bite him at some point. I don't know. All right, let's get to a break. We do have Todd Pyro Big network news star joining us here in just a couple minutes. So we'll talk to him about all that coverage yesterday with the president. And then we're going to get to Brian Ganz of Byrna, who is at SHOT Show out in Vegas showing off his new non-lethal gun that he's selling to people. We'll get all that information for you at 7:37.
Probably working on his primal scream this morning. It is Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First.
You know, the problem is, guys, I was working on it for the last 4 years. That's why my voice sounds so horrible right now. By the way, apologies in advance. This is what happens when, you know, parents out there, you know, you send your kids to daycare. They're young. They come back with the thing. You get it. And then you can't talk until April. So that's where I am. I'm going to sound like this, and America is just going to have to live with it.
I've had that ick, and it did last for a while, and it's really worse in the morning, which is bad for morning show hosts, right?
Bad for my job. Yeah. Bad so that I can provide food and pay for the actual daycare that did this to me.
Oh,
so,
Todd, food.
Wow. You do I really sound that bad?
Thanks. Wasn't until you said that word that I really heard it.
Speaking of children, my favorite part of yesterday, hands down, was Vance's daughter with the three Band-Aids on her fingers.
I love that.
I go to my girls. I was like, hey, girls, you're not the only friggin' lunatics out there. Look at this little girl. She's rocking three Band-Aids for no reason. I was like, I guarantee she doesn't have any cuts, mm-hmm. much like you two don't have any cuts. But you get the Band-Aid, you're like, I need Bluey, I need Bingo, I need this princess, I need that princess. And you wrap up your hands, you look like a lineman from the 1980 49ers with all the bandages on. And all you're doing is wasting my money.
Kim said earlier that she can just envision the debate between the two of them, that the little girl didn't even have a cut, but she wanted the Band-Aid, so her mom gave them to her just to shut her up.
To coax her to come out. So she wouldn't 100%. Embarrass her parents on national TV.
That was absolutely parental negotiation 101. Yes. I mean, every parent in America saw that. That was like, yep, you have to give to get. And that's what that was.
There's some other great video that I'm sure your wife could identify with where the son, who's about five, is taking turns patting his dad and his mom on the head. And his mom's thinking, look, I paid $300 for this updo.
Right.
I need you to quit patting me on the head. I mean, what do you do? At some point, my daughter texted me and said, you know, my guess is Usha Vance has said to her husband at some point, we should have left the kids at home.
Right. But at the same time, you know, look, we have a tendency to put our leaders and the these people that we see on TV up on these pedestals. And I think moments like this humanize them, mm-hmm. you know, with regard to these two. My favorite story with regard to these two, I walked in on Vance one time in a makeup room sitting there. You know, he gets makeup just like me. And, you know, his former business partner, you know, not because they had a problem, but because he decided to run for office, is my buddy from college.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And with regard to Trump, on the golf course one time, we're playing, guy comes up, the guy being Donald Trump, it was his course. I'm with my playing partner, who's an older gentleman, and guy gets out. He's like, Mr. Trump, just want to say thank you for everything. He's like, oh, my pleasure. Is this your son? And then he goes, no. This is Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends First. He's like, oh, I love Todd. Then it gets back to me through a reporter here. He calls up this reporter like 12 seconds later and says, hey, I just met Todd Pyro. Good looking guy. So, you know.
He said that yesterday after he did the official swearing in ceremony. He went to that over the overflow crowd, and he talked for 30 minutes, to the point where I was like, all right, Trump, just like wrap it up here, you know, because everyone was standing up. And he was like, this is the most beautiful crowd. You're a lot prettier and more beautiful than this other crowd I just spoke to. Like, it's just true Trump fashion.
Well, it was funny when you say that. I heard that too, and I said, maybe his views on my looks were not sincere, because he just complimented all these other people.
He thinks everybody's beautiful. Todd, come on.
Right.
Come on. What was your favorite, besides the Vance kids, what was your
biggest takeaway from that entire day? Because his day started at that church service at 7 a.m. and he was still going till like 1:15 Eastern time this morning.
You just said it. You just said it. Stamina, in light of what we just experienced. And this has nothing to do with policy, but this job requires a modicum of stamina because it is literally 24/7 for the next 4 years.
Yep.
And the former occupant of that office did not have that. You know, you are not going to agree with Barack Obama on policy, but at the same time, you can acknowledge, you know, he was there when he needed to be there. When they caught bin Laden, yeah, he showed up in the middle of the night or late in the night on television to announce that.
Well, look how he aged. Remember, they showed pictures of Obama when he went in and then when he came out. And I get that it's 8 years, I guess, in his case. But still, I mean, noticeably different because you think about how demanding that job is. And then knowing that they were trying to fit all these interviews, anything that Joe Biden did had to be in a shorter window because of, I guess, his sleep schedule and he just wasn't alert.
Yeah, and that's the point. That is not how this job should work. And look, there's going to be another Democrat that occupies that office. There's going to be another Republican that occupies that office. But regardless of who they are and what party they're in, they need to be awake for more than 4 hours a day.
Do you think it's an overstatement to suggest that the media got more access to the President of the United States yesterday than they've gotten in the last 3 years?
If you add it up.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, to Kim's point, you were like, hey, buddy, can we wrap this up? Like, I've got stuff I need to do. And that is the problem. Everybody asks, like, oh, how excited are you for this new administration? I was like, first of all, I have a job to do. I have to cover the news as unbiasedly as possible. But I will tell you, the job itself will become harder because there is just so much you need to sift through. I mean, he put out 200 executive orders. We hit like four of them on my show because there's just so much. You know, that's the thing. There's so much, so much, so much.
It's true. Todd, we wish you the best on your voice, my friend. Hopefully by this time next week, you're back to normal.
It's either going to be Barry White or Mickey Mouse next week. We'll see.
All right, Todd Pyro, thanks.
See you, my friend. We appreciate that. Todd is out.
All right, coming up, it's 2A Tuesday. We'll talk more about a new less lethal weapon option they're showing off at SHOT Show in Vegas. Stay tuned.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
So I'm going to have to reconsider that intro with Joe Biden in it now. That's still one of the greatest bites of all time. Some of the worst self-defense advice anyone's ever given came from Joe Biden when he told his wife to empty her only weapon outside the house without looking first.
Anyway, I just thought I'd point that out since we just had a change in administration. Hey, you know, a lot of people were in D.C. yesterday for the inauguration. Obviously, I didn't go because it wasn't outdoor, which is what I was kind of hoping for. But there are also a lot of people in what I'm consuming is a much warmer place, and that would be Las Vegas for the SHOT Show, where a lot of the people in the gun industry, ammunition industry, go out there and they show off the newest wares. And we've got Brian Gans with us this morning, the chief executive officer of Byrna Technologies. And Brian, how are you?
Good, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How's Vegas?
Vegas is nicer than Washington, D.C., I can tell you that.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So this is something that I've always been fascinated by. I've never had an opportunity to attend a SHOT Show, but you guys are out there with your Byrna Technologies less lethal options. And you and I have talked about this on one of our other shows before, I know, Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. But tell people what the Byrna SD launcher is.
So we make a non-lethal launcher, essentially a non-lethal gun, and it looks like a gun. It operates like a gun. If you're a gun owner, it would feel very, very familiar to you. In fact, when we designed it, it was somewhat designed after my Glock 19 9mm. But instead of shooting lead bullets, it shoots either a hard polymer round, which is used for pain compliance, or it shoots a round that is filled with pepper and tear gas. And when it hits the assailant, it bursts and it incapacitates the assailant. It immediately, you know, causes their skin to be on fire. It causes a temporary blindness. They're in respiratory distress. Most people that get hit with one of these rounds, you know, they immediately drop what they're holding. They fall to the ground. They grab their eyes. And it gives you time to get away, which is really what it's designed for.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at some of the comments about your product, and there are a lot of people who said, I'm a concealed carry holder, but I like to have options. There may be times when I'm more comfortable carrying something that would be less lethal if I'm going into, you know, a crowd of some sort. What are the laws regarding this? Because it's, I mean, I don't want to call it a paintball gun because it's much more than that. But what are the laws regarding carrying one of these?
Okay, so first, the launcher, the Byrna, is legal in all 50 states. There is no background check. There is no permit required. There's no waiting period. There are some municipalities where it is not legal to carry, and you can, you know, imagine where they are: New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco. But for the most part, it is legal to carry. There have been over 4,000 documented cases of the Byrna being used. First, there was not a single life being lost, no serious or permanent injury, but there was no one arrested for using it. So, you know, it requires common sense, like most things in life. And we get questions all the time, you know, about when is it appropriate to use the Byrna. And we just say, you know, it would be like, you know, using your 9-iron or a baseball bat. You can't go out there and threaten people. You can't brandish it. On the other hand, if you use it in a legitimate case of self-defense, you are completely within your rights. And frankly, the biggest issue that catches people is when there is a mismatch in force. So, you know, God forbid you shoot somebody that is unarmed. You can end up having a very, very difficult case of self-defense, even if this person is bigger, stronger, younger than you.
Right.
On the other hand, if you meet non-lethal force with non-lethal force, you are completely within your rights.
I could see this being really popular among women, too. You know, I think women are looking to carry and protect themselves now more than ever in light of just all this crime we're seeing across the country. So is that something that you're seeing a trend, or are there any trends as far as men versus women interested in this?
Okay, that's a very, very interesting question. So first, the majority of our customers, I would say 65% to 70%, are gun owners. The entire management team at Byrna are gun owners. I've been a gun owner my entire life. And this is where it really resonates. And about a third are women, although I think oftentimes we've got men buying it for their wives, sure, or their daughters. So we're not really sure what the exact percentage is. We are going to be bringing out a new Byrna this summer, which will be designed specifically to be carried by women. It will be smaller. It'll be the size of a Sig P365 or a Glock 43X. It'll be very, very easy to conceal carry, and it carries just as much punch as our current models. So I think it's going to be very, very popular with women and with people that want to conceal carry. Yeah,
interesting. And I think we talked about this once before, but you also market a version of this for police, correct?
Yeah, we have a Byrna LE, which was designed specifically for law enforcement. It is 60% more powerful. It is a little bit larger than our base model, but we don't have the issue of concealed carry because, of course, the police don't have to conceal.
Right.
That said, I would tell you that, you know, most of the Byrna LEs are bought by civilians because everybody wants to carry what the police carry.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I mean, you're out there. I mean, how long have you had your Byrna products out? Because you're clearly out there marketing them to people in the gun industry.
Well, you know, I started this in 2018, and as I said, I've been a gun owner my whole life. I ended up getting into a road rage incident maybe a decade ago. Admittedly, I was driving kind of like a jerk, and some guy got right on my back, and I sped up, and he sped up, and I slowed down, and he slowed down. And frankly, I got a little nervous, and I pulled over to the side of the road thinking he'd go around me. But he didn't. He pulled in right behind me, got out of his car. And as always, I had my Glock 19, my 9mm in the glove box, and I'm thinking, do I get out of the car with my gun? And I decided not to. I decided that, you know, I wasn't ready to kill him, and I wasn't using the gun as a prop. That was a big mistake. I got out of the car, and this guy was younger, stronger, faster, and he bum-rushed me and took me down. And although to this day, I still don't think I would have shot him over a road rage incident, it told me that I needed something that I was prepared to use. And that was really the genesis of the Byrna. Since then, in November, we announced we had sold our 500,000th Byrna. So we've sold over 500,000 of these things. This year, where our sales were up 100% to $86 million. And I'll tell you the most interesting thing. So at SHOT Show, in the beginning, we were relegated to that basement floor where they put all the has-beens and wannabes. And it usually takes about a decade to make it to the main floor. We got called this year saying we would like you guys on the main floor. And we now have a big booth, a 30 by 50, where you can come by. You can actually shoot the Byrna inside a trailer that we brought.
Right.
So we've gone a long way from being, you know, people deriding us, calling us the vegan gun company, to people recognizing that there is a continuum of force, and the Byrna falls somewhere on that continuum of force, and that you should be prepared for whatever situation you encounter.
Well, Brian Ganz, we hope you have fun in Vegas. Best of luck. It is Byrna.com, BYRNA.com, if people want to go online and check out the product. Thank you.
Mark, Kim, thank you very much.
You bet. Great to get him on here. And, you know, I mean, I think that appeals to some people. And if you're wondering, if you're not where you can get to a website, the basic one, the Byrna SD, sells for about $379. So, I mean, there are guns you can buy, handguns you can buy for that amount of money. But it's not $800. I mean, it's still a reasonable amount of money, and it holds five of these projectiles in the clip. Either the hard nose pellet, which is designed to inflict pain, but not the foot speed.
Lethal.
The foot speed is not fast enough to penetrate your body, mm-hmm. So you're gonna feel it, right? Or you've got the ones where when they hit you like a paintball, they explode and that pepper spray gets all up in your face. So
I see the appeal in that, especially as a woman, where there might be some people, if you're not, let's just, in the perspective of somebody who's not comfortable with guns, you've never shot one in your life, I can understand why those people would say, hey, I feel like I'd get nervous to shoot somebody, worried I'd kill them. I don't feel like in a road rage situation,
right.
I want to kill the person, but there's a threat and I need to protect myself or scare this person off from hurting me, and I'd like to have something to be able to do that. So this actually, I can see why that's very appealing.
And they make them in black, which looks very much like a real gun, mm-hmm. or they make them in orange.
So sort of like the female one going to be like a pink?
I don't know. The pink is not an option on here right now.
Cheetah
tan,
print.
Tan, black, and orange. So we'll see. Maybe they will make one in pink. It could be. I mean, I don't know why not. All right. We're going to get to a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things that in Kim on a Whim that kind of stood out yesterday during all of this, some of the sort of highlights that we noticed during the inauguration ceremonies. We'll be right back.
Kim on a Whim.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for mountain majesties above the fruited plain.
Well, that has to be one of the most talked about moments from the inauguration yesterday. Carrie Underwood performing America the Beautiful, and you obviously hear there's some sort of technical issue with the background music. So someone approaches her and she appears to mouth the words, I can just sing it.
Yeah.
And she absolutely knocks it out of the park. Sounds angelic. And I think that's what I'm seeing everyone say on the internet.
Oh, she killed it. She just crushed it. I'm just thankful that you could see Kamala Harris's lips moving to part of it, but you couldn't hear her. Thank goodness. I'm just thankful for
that. I don't even know if she knew the words, to be honest. I did see Joe Biden mouthing it. I don't even know if he realized there was a song playing, though. He was probably talking to himself.
She did a great job. Certainly one of the highlights when I saw them walk her out there. I was very excited.
Something else people were talking about that I actually saw was trending on X earlier this morning was John Fetterman. Senator is known for wearing sweats. He wears, you know, on the Senate floor, he'll wear a hoodie and gym shorts. And gosh, he shows up to the inauguration wearing that. And look, I get that that's his look and he's trying to make some statement, but that just felt like a slap in the face. That just came off very inappropriate.
John
to me.
Stewart said, "Look at Fetterman. He's America's adult child."
He is.
Who never left the basement. He said that's what people are thinking about when they look at him. Now, there's a rumor going. I agree with you. He should have worn a suit. This is a big enough event. Suck it up. Put a suit on. Go to a tailor. Have them make clothes that are comfortable for your large body and wear a suit. But there's a rumor circulating on Twitter, X, that this next week, a sitting Democrat senator is going to change parties and become a Republican. And all of the speculation is focused on that guy, Fetterman. I have no idea if it's true or not, but I saw that multiple times yesterday when I was on X.
Oh, I could see it. I could definitely see it. Something else people were talking about this morning would be what everyone's fashion, what kind of message that was sending. Melania's hat was obviously very low. And I'm like, gosh, how could she even really see? I think that she knew people would be analyzing her every move.
Yes.
And I think that obviously she's just a fashion icon, in my opinion. She always looks classy. But I think there was a little bit of Melania that maybe wanted to get some of the attention off her, where people weren't able to see her eyes and what she was doing and where she was looking every single moment of that very long day yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. People were comparing her outfit online to people who were out for vengeance. And, I mean, the people were reading all kinds of things into it. Did you see her at the ball? I mean, that dress she had on at the ball, she just reverted right back into fashion model status. I think it was brilliant what she wore. And Ivanka looked like $1 million as well.
Well, you know, and then Jill Biden had on purple. Trump had a purple tie on. A lot of people say that symbolizes unity. I don't know.
No.
The other thing people are talking about is Trump not putting his hand on the Bible. Now, I will admit I am disappointed in that, because here he is saying that he feels like God saved him, you know, to be where he is now. I agree with that. Like, I truly believe God has a plan for him. I mean, he has a plan for all of us, but he had a plan for him to be president. But I'm not mad about it. I'm not going to lose sleep over the fact that he didn't put his hand over the Bible. However, I was disappointed.
Well, it's a tradition. It's not a requirement.
No, it's not a requirement.
I think the Chief Justice seemed to be in a hurry for some reason. And I don't know why. And he was too far away. Like, why not step a little closer? Give him a, you know, maybe even remind him if you want to place your hand on the Bible and then get started. But
let his family join him. The kids were trying to scramble up there and he was already halfway through the swearing-in ceremony.
Yeah, it's like he was nervous about something. I don't know. Very weird. Very weird. All right, coming up, we'll get to Jessie Jane Duff. She was at the Liberty Ball last night, and I can't wait to get her take on it. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.